This program was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local programs, go to our website, freshfm.net, or download the Access Internet Radio app. You're listening to Fresh FM. My name's Matt. I'm back in the Nelson studio with Suzanne Williamson, which means it is the Nelson Film Society Film Preview Show. Hello, Suzanne.
Oh, good morning, Matt.
Nice to see you back in the Nelson studio again.
Yes. Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So, tell us about this week, what it is, what's showing, how you're feeling about that.
Well, this week, for our last screening of the year, is a film called Lady Macbeth. It's a UK production. It's 2016 was made. It's 90 minutes long, and the director is William Oldroyd. Now, this is our last film of the year, and the year's gone by fast, and we've had some great films. And to finish off, we have this film about a femme fatale, as kind of the name suggests, with Lady Macbeth as the title.
Sure.
The story is set as a British period drama, a Victorian noir. The film shows us the worst type of Victorian patriarchy, where women were just considered chattels, but as the title suggests, the woman in the title role hatches a plan to even up the score and get her own back. So, this is not based on the Shakespeare play, however, but it is based on the Russian novella written in 1865 called Lady Macbeth of the Minsk District. It was written by Nikolai Leskov, but he wrote this story with the Lady Macbeth character of Shakespeare kind of in mind. So, the story in a nutshell.
Yeah.
We are introduced to Catherine, who is powerfully played by Florence Pugh. Catherine is a young bride, but she is a virtual captive in a drafty mansion. She has married a serious and sadistic mine owner in the northeast of England in the 19th century. So that sets the scene, a bit like the very grim, dark things that were produced in the 19th century.
Right.
She has married this man, but it's a loveless relationship that consists of control and ownership. And the father-in-law is always pressuring her to produce an heir. So that's really her only role, is to make the baby so that they can then have their next child to inherit all the wealth. So this loveless relationship is created, and Catherine is hardly inspired in the bedchamber because of all this situation. Now, even the garments that Catherine wears symbolize how she is being controlled in every aspect of her life. We watch as she is strapped into the tightest of corsets, which are undergarments for volumes of flowing skirts, which inhibit movement, of course. So rather than taking her situation and just being subservient and just, as it were, sucking it up, as it were, she hatches a plan. She is plotting her liberation. She's even prepared to contemplate murder in order to escape the suffocating prison that she finds herself in. So we've got Catherine as the main character, and she's just about in every scene of the film. So she's really a dominant character. But also, we have Sebastian. So because she's confined to the house, but occasionally she manages to walk outside in the courtyard, and she meets the stable hand, Sebastian, who is played by the gorgeous, sexy hunk of a man, Cosmo Jarvis. And so there's Catherine and Sebastian. And then the third main character is Catherine's maid, and she is rendered mute. She doesn't speak because she sees of all these horrible things going down. So she decides not to speak anymore. So if you can't answer the question, you can't tell a lie. And so she sees all this trouble brewing and these storm clouds are gathering. Now, this film is much more than the sum of its parts. It weaves together themes of abuse, violence, race, and class, and it is all driven by the sensuality and rage in Florence Pugh's performance. So this film has hints of Thomas Hardy and his classic Tess of the D'Urbervilles. Florence maintains her status as one of a strangely sympathetic character, even though she commits increasingly horrific acts. She does it all in the name of liberation, but that freedom comes at a very hefty price. And to bring the reference back to the Shakespeare play, we are shown that her story creates a, quote, damn spot that nothing could rub out. So you get the picture. So that's kind of that film, and it's a bit different than what we usually show at the end of the year, but it will be a very powerful, strong film. Mm. So to kind of counteract that drama, we're having on our last night free drinks.
to drown the drama.
Free drinks and nibbles.
Oh, nice.
Offered by the Film Society. And because I said this is our last film of the year, we always kind of have a little bit of a celebration and tie up the year and et cetera. And also, next year, we will remind them that next year our films will be screening on Tuesday.
Right.
So we'll be screening them on Tuesday at 6 at the Souter again. And we'll start around the beginning of March. We haven't set the dates yet, but again, it'll be a 30-odd films and from kind of March to October again, but on Tuesday next year.
Tuesday night, not Thursday night.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Cool. But other than that, it'll be business as usual.
Indeed. And hopefully we'll have a great lineup of films. We have no idea what we're going to have yet, but we hope that, as usual, there'll be a great selection.
Yeah. Oh, look, fantastic. It has been a pleasure to be in here with you over the year, learning about some of these films. It's good. It's stuff that you're never really going to see anywhere else, really. Like, to have this curated and put in front of you.
That's right.
Is a great thing. Yeah.
And some of these films have already been in the International Film Festival, but it's great to... Not everybody can see them in the festival, so it's another chance to view some of the highlights of the festival films as well, as films that, again, you would never see anywhere else.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very, very much. Now, once again, if people want to find out a few more details about this film or how they can get involved next year,
just go to our Nelson Film Society website, so nelsonfilmsociety.co.nz, and all the information is there on the website.
Thank you very much, Suzanne.
Thank you, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Other great local programs from Fresh FM are available through the Access Internet Radio app or our website, freshfm.net.